All right, it's now 8 o'clock. 8:01. It's public comment. Paula, what do you see?
I'll comment.
No, because I don't want nobody saying you shouldn't be commenting.
I see Ms. Cab. I do see her on there, and of course, Mr. Thomas on them, but I don't see anyone, hand up. Only person I see, like I say, is Ms. Cab and, yeah, Mr. Thomas, I don't see anyone else.
Okay,
Cab is
This is Cab. Richard, I'm on the phone, can y'all hear me?
Yes, Richard, we hear you.
Thank you.
Ms.
PK, you want to go ahead and speak?
Yeah, I just wanted to welcome Dr. Franklin and hope he's finding his way around Houston and reconnecting with individuals that he knows, and to thank him for giving us a try. And we should all be committed to being fair to him and to give him time, even as we are pushed to really get us back up and running. We've got to stop pointing fingers and start realizing that this has been on all of our watches, the things that are happening at KPFT, and that means that we all have to take responsibility for that. And once we start doing that, maybe we can start being team players. It doesn't need to be the same people over and over again. Maybe we need some new blood. Maybe we need some people who don't have a horse in the races that have factionalized KPFT and Pacifica for far too long. And I'm just honored to have somebody that doesn't have the baggage of our history to come and be a part of helping us to think beyond our own narrow views of what should or shouldn't happen. And I'm just amazed at people who at one time had kind of given up on KPFT saying, you know what, maybe I'll come and try to help. So I would just encourage everybody who's listening to really look at the people who are running for office. Don't really take one person's word over another, but there ought to be at least some commitments made by everybody who has been, who has ran before, who is running now, to be committed to the mission of the Pacifica Foundation, to take this station and create a model of diversity and inclusiveness, to create an open door policy for all communities, that we leave nobody behind. But last of all, one of the things that we really have a hard time dealing with, and that is discrimination and racist leanings, and not thinking that it isn't important to the people who are calling it out. We aren't calling it out to be difficult or even adversarial. We're saying we want a place at the table. And we want to be a part of what is happening at Pacifica, and that we have skills and experiences that might make a difference. And that maybe sometimes it means, because I did it, you know, I realized that I didn't make a good LSB, member. First of all, because I'm too sensitive. And I felt myself, either coming home after an LSB meeting in tears, are just angry that I couldn't see straight. And all of those are not, they don't bode well for governing, because governing should be about service to the communities and service to the betterment of the station. So tread carefully, think about the communities that are in Houston. And we understand that real change happens when people work together. KPFT is community radio. KPFT is our responsibility. And I would just like to see, you know, some new energy that brings us even further along than we've ever been in the past. It's time for something new, and it's time for working together.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Cab. Well, DK.
I don't know who's Mr. Cab. If you tell me there's a Mr. Cab out there that might be worth looking into, let me know. But other than that, you know, it's just that my Zoom belongs to the
Cab. Gotcha. Okay. I see caller one user hand up. I'm not sure who that may be, but go ahead and speak. Call in user one.
Is that me?
No, not you.
Oh, okay.
No, it's someone here that says call in user one. Your hand is up.
That's me.
Oh, okay. I don't know if that's me. I can't see what hand is up.
Okay.
But is my thing lighting up or whatever?
Yes.
Okay, then that's me.
Okay, please go ahead and speak.
Okay, thanks. So, hi to everyone and welcome to Dr. Franklin. I gotta tell you, Texas is a little crazy. And it's not just limited to what the Senate keeps pushing out by way of Senate bills. You got your own special crazy there at KPFT, but you know, KPFT, like the other Pacifica stations, is one of a kind. What we do and the fact that we continue to exist in spite of our differences and how poorly some people handle it, how someone needs to mute, and how challenged some people are by people who are different from them, people who look differently, people who think differently, people who respond differently, is problematic. But I think we understand that Pacifica has to be preserved. We understand that y'all need to get back into a home, even if it's not available to everybody on the planet, because I understand somebody down there doesn't think masks are necessary. So I'm looking forward for good things. For KPFT, you have what seems to be a competent manager who should be supported and not undermined. And there's some people who have made that undermining their specialty over several years. And we know who you are and we'll be watching very carefully. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, is that Mr. Jim Krafker?
Yes, thank you. Welcome, Dr. Franklin, to Houston. I wish you all the best in helping us turn the station around. I would agree with everybody about the need to improve the diversity of the programming lineup. The atrocity that's on there now of the pre-programmed music programs all day long. If you have kind of a musical or a mathematical brain, you kind of figure out the formula. Like I grew up in the late 60s and 70s, and I love a lot of those groups, but hearing Daryl Hall and John Oates yesterday on a progressive radio station is not my idea of diversity. So I would just say bring the diversity back. A lot of programs, a lot of entire days of programming got screwed over by the last regime. And I've got some ideas on getting a free home for KPFT. And I'd be happy to talk to you. Somebody's got my email that they can give you or my phone number. Welcome to Houston. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you as well. I don't see any other person with their hand up.
I'm on the phone. Oh, I'm on the phone. Can I speak for public comment?
Oh, okay. I didn't see your hand up, so okay.
Yeah, I tried to do the Zoom, but I couldn't figure out the
okay.
internet. Hi, Dr. Franklin. Welcome to KPFT. My name is Miss Ocean. I'm with the Vegan World radio program. And, I'm really glad that we have somebody, steering the wheel again and in charge. Ours was one of the programs that went to, HD2. And before that, we were on the air, under two different names for, 20 years on KPFT. And, we've raised a whole lot of money, and we'd like to again. So I just hope we can maybe have a meeting with you, because the shows that are, you know, recorded at home, you know, we're a collective group, and so a lot of our members aren't necessarily that tech savvy, so they may not sound that well. But you know, we really believe in the fundraising for KPFT, and we've really set some high goals in the past. But also the other question I had was about the station, and if you could give us any news if when the building is sold, if there's a possibility that KPFT will have a live program, a live broadcast studio. But again, welcome, and thank you for coming to help us here at the station at KPFT.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I don't see any other hands up for public comments. So with that being said, that's it, Madam Chair.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. Thanks. Okay, we're moving.
And Vanita's bill?
Never fails.
we skipped minutes approval.
Sorry.
So when you want to get to that,
you can do it right now.
Okay, thank you. We had two sets of minutes that I emailed to you yesterday. First was the minutes from the July 14th meeting. I'd sent you that last month also. So we'll do that one first. I move that we approve those minutes.
Nancy on the stack.
Yes.
Could you amend the minutes that I did answer roll call? And I apologize that I had to go to a National Governance Committee meeting. I hope somebody remembers that. So, Bill, would you put me present?
You are marked present for July 14th.
Oh, really? Not July 14th. The last
Well, that's the one we're on right now, and then we'll get to the...
Oh, I thought you said both meetings. I thought we were passing both meetings. Okay.
Well, I'll just suggest one at a time.
August. Yeah, I'm talking about...
I can add you to the other one, but it's just... Yeah, I didn't know some of the people that came on later. That roll call for the last meeting.
Are there any corrections for July? Not hearing any. The minutes stand as written.
Okay. And then the next one was the executive session special meeting on August 25th. And I can add that Nancy was here.
I'm sorry.
Yes, Adriana.
I don't think that we can approve executive session minutes in open meeting. How can we discuss what is in executive session? Never was done this way. I'm very sorry.
Okay, so we'll just hold on to that because we're not finna go to executive session.
Well, if there's no corrections then, other than attendance, then...
No, doesn't matter. We cannot even discuss it.
Okay, I'll move we go into executive session to approve the minutes then.
If we go into executive session, that means we're going to cut off a whole bunch of people on this call.
Okay.
Can we do that? Let me just say this. We'll do that at the end of the meeting.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Chair.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, can we go to PNB directors? Am I correct with that, Bill?
Let's see. Yes, PNB and National Committee reports in Q&A.
There you go. All right, here we go.
For 20 minutes.
For the four of you, each of you has 5 minutes. Who wants to go first? Nobody's speaking.
Madam Chair, since no one will move, I'll go first.
Thank you, Dwayne. Thank you, Dwayne. Go ahead.
I'd like to reserve any time that I don't use, but I do want to entertain questions. My first comments are that the PNB has, for the most part, been listening to the local delegates to the PNB representing the LSB here, and they have not moved on the offer further. There are some disclosures that I would like to make, but we're not in executive session. So if we were to go into executive session for that purpose, I think there would be some information that could be disclosed then. But since we are in open session, the goal that Lyndon and myself have had has been to secure funding for the station to receive a new location, new studios, new build out. Obviously the details, the devil is always in the details, but we seem to be with no disagreement that any funds that are going to be received as a result of the sale of the property will largely be donated and committed to. In fact, the term that the IED uses is restricted to the KPFT build-out. As I stated, the devil about the build-out location and this and that, that's the problem. That's the details. So I'll reserve any additional time if I need to come back thinking about a couple other things I'd like to say if someone is actually taking the time. But if anyone have questions regarding what I said or anything that I didn't say, I'd like to entertain the questions.
Adriana?
Go ahead.
If not, you can move on to the next director.
Hold on, Dwayne. Adriana?
Yes, I have a question because I think that I heard that Dwayne said that there a big portion of that money is being restricted for KPFT new house. It means that the rumors that are going around that they are screwing us up and taking all the money is not true, right? That is a big lie.
Well, let me qualify that before Lyndon speaks, and I'm sure he's going to chime in on that particular question. The way I have proposed to control that, to ameliorate the lies, the rumors, but also just to have it on record and have it on paper, that the four directors from Houston, I said this at the last executive session, I don't have a problem, I don't think it's any violation for me to say this in open session, that we would need to agree to the language of a motion to in fact codify that in fact is going to happen. Now, the further explanation for that answer to your question would have to be in executive session, because Susie even wanted the answer to that question on another conversation I had with her, and I told her I disclosed that at the last executive session, and it could be confusing, but there are some definitiveness with respect to the unclear breakout of whatever funds that we would get, and I'll leave it at that.
I understand what you say, but my question is still, what I'm hearing and what I'm receiving as propaganda is that Pacifica is screwing KPFT and have no commitment at all, and we will lose our place. That is the propaganda that we receive.
And that is propaganda. Clearly, that is a lie.
Thank you.
Clearly that is a lie, and the IED as well as the majority of the board have made a verbal commitment that that will not happen. But I've agreed, and I hope Lyndon agree with me. I don't speak for Sandra and Wally, but Lyndon and I seem to have no light of day with this issue. that we are going to codify that into the record.
Okay, thank you.
Isn't that what? Oh, that was an executive committee. That's okay.
Yeah, this is Lyndon.
Hey, Lyndon, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, Ted, I don't know how to put you, but Lyndon, go ahead.
Unfortunately, I guess there is a little bit of a difference in understanding that Dwayne and I have. In a previous motion, we had passed a motion, the whole P&B did, that said who would get what, and that includes how much goes to the FJC loan. But that has not been settled. We have nothing in writing. Now, Adriana, I don't know what you've heard. I don't know what rumors are out there. All I know is that we are fighting to get as much money as we can for KPFT out of whatever the sales proceeds is. And we're all going to fight hard for that, but there is no guarantee of what we're going to get. So I think that's all I've got.
Madam Chair, may I?
I'm sorry. Lyndon, I really appreciate clarifying that. You said, what I want to know is you agree with the issues and the, fear mongering that are saying that that maybe we will not receive no money at all? You agree with that?
I don't know what fear mongering you're hearing. All I am telling you is that we have nothing in writing.
Yeah, but that's okay. Thank you.
Okay, Madam Chair, may I?
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I'll be quick. Two points. No one has ever had anything in writing when properties were sold. But I assure you, if I'm on the national board, that the right thing is going to be done by KPFT. And I have every reason to believe that based on the movement of the majority, the overwhelming majority has sided with when they see us, when I say us, when the four KPFT directors show unity and unanimity and show a consistency of thought, they get behind it. But when we start disagreeing with each other, it allows, just like in any organization, it allows different factions to go different ways. So really, it's on us. And as Lyndon pointed out, I don't recall a such motion because there's some legal problems with respect to the contract and the loan documents. That's a legal interpretation issue. But I do know this, and I can speak rather emphatic about this, that the majority of the P&B as it is configured today, and it would be a different configuration in January, but as it is configured today, the bulk of that money, notwithstanding the breakout issues that we have, and I just can't speak within a definitive beyond that because we're on an open line, but I tried to speak with more specificity last week when we had the executive session. So if you don't remember that, I'm sorry, but I made it very clear to you that there was some indefinable existences that were beyond our control and will have to be dealt from a legal standpoint. But I just want to repeat to say that there is a synergy and an energy on the national board that Houston will not be screwed. And Lyndon make a fair point, and I have never stepped on his point with respect to the funding that came from the House here in Houston, that those funds were in fact used for national office expenditures, which is not unusual as well, but I didn't agree with it. And there's been a commitment that will not happen with these funds. But I also agree with Linda, and I've said it to you, each of you, that we have to get it in writing because people can make good faith commitments by verbal. But if you don't have it in writing, something else can happen. And I see someone put in the chat. That's an uninformed type of comment because see, you can't sell a piece of property and don't sell what's on it. You can sell a piece of property and don't sell what's under it, called mineral rights and other rights. But you can't sell a piece of property in the state of Texas and don't sell what's on it. So that's an erroneous comment that because a building is not listed. Frankly, the building, as I've said for the last 5 to 6 years, and now finally, seeming like everybody's on board with it.
Yourself
been saying it for
by
five
pressing
or six
star
years.
Six.
The building was not worth anything after 20 or 30 years of neglect. The fact that we have not put anything in the building, we have not reinforced the building, we've not remodeled the building. So that's a new issue about whether or not the building is listed. 419 Lovett is for sale and everything that's set on it. Period.
Okay. Yeah, anybody else? I mean, Sandra Wallace.
Bill. Oh, sorry.
Sandra Wally.
Yeah, this is Wally. I'd like to say something. Dwayne is right that we are united, all four of us, and that we have been getting good support from the other stations, from their delegates. And I'm real hopeful that we have a good outcome. We don't know for sure, but hopefully we're going to get treated well in this deal, because I know there are a lot of other people on the national board that support KPFT. That's all I have.
Okay. Is Sandra not here?
I'm here.
Do you have something to say?
I really don't have anything further to add to what Dwayne and Lyndon and Wally have said. The only other comment I can offer is that the PMB Personnel Committee is actively searching for a new executive director. Previously, they had a headhunter type group, Livingston and Associates, that helped with that, and they have withdrawn their offer to assist. So we're starting from the ground up. We hope to have the executive director posted within the next few days.
Okay.
To see what kind of applicants are still interested from the last round, and to hopefully get new qualified candidates. That's really all I have. And I'm hopeful that the members of the PNB will continue to support KPFT in our effort to get something in writing regarding the proceeds of the sale of 419 Lovett Boulevard, so that we will have the funds necessary to relocate and build out a studio where we can start having live broadcasts once again. But it's going to take time, and I really can't divulge anything else out of the executive session other than the fact that it does appear that a majority of the PNB is willing to support us in that effort to make sure that we get something in writing that will specify what funds we can use moving forward to relocate KPFT. Thank you.
Ted.
I want to criticize myself before I ask the four PNB members a question, and my self-criticism is that I have failed to ask you all about what's going on at the Pacifica National Board. I'm really glad that you're drilling down on the issue of the building, the sale of it, the sale of the property, and so on. But there's a heck of a lot, or should be, a heck of a lot more going on at the PNB. I really appreciate Sandra telling us just now about the search for an executive director, but you have left us in the dark. You have not consulted with us when it comes to wanting some feedback from us regarding issues that you face and things that you might consider as you represent us. Don't be so unclear about what's going on at the Pacific National Board. Give us decent reports, please.
Oh. Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I hope most members don't share that sentiment, because the fact of the matter is that 80% of the work we do at the Pacifica National Board, since the gentleman who's just spoken has never served at that capacity, probably don't understand that there are five stations and a national affiliate outfit. And much of the time we spend, it is dealing with some internal issues that have to be overseen by the IED and the PNB with respect to KPFK. Its budget, its personnel has consumed about 40% of our time in meetings, executive as well as open. And if he listened to the open meetings, he probably would know that. The other 20% may be BAI. Then another 10% may be FA. So in other words, to report what's going on with them, in my opinion, is not necessary and redundant in terms of it's really not something that you ought to be concerned about. And it's really not something I want to be concerned about, but because I took on this job, I have to sit there for 4 hours or 5 hours a night, two nights out of a week sometimes, and deal with it, so to speak. Very boring and tedious, and generally nothing gets done because it's all about that station trying to get its act together simply because it's over budgeted, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So having said that, I will say that when things do come up, I know Sandra does, I do, Lawrence, I'm not Lawrence, a friend of mine at the National, but Linda as well point out things that seem to be pressing issues that affect KPFT, but most of the work we do is dealing with the other four stations, and I'm happy, having served for 2 years and 1 month now, I'm happy to say that KPFT got 2% of the attention. And if Adriana was speaking right now, who served more time on the PNB than almost all four of the directors to date, combined, almost, she would be able to tell you with some degree of definitiveness that when she served those 3 years, KPFT never came up partly. Now KPFT is consuming 40-50% of the time, because of what we're going through financially and what we're going through from a building standpoint. So we've come full circle, and I'm happy to report that, but that's only been for the last 8 months, 7 months, and you've been getting full reports on what is being discussed relative to KPFT.
Are there any other questions for the directors?
Yes, Bill, I've had my hand up for a while.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, this is just a little, I'm still concerned about the loan and that. And just for those of you who are new, you know, I'm not telling anything that's from executive session, because the loan documents were made public by somebody at another station a couple of years ago. But the loan requires that if any of our buildings are sold, that all of the money goes towards the loan. So the only way we're going to get money from it is if the lender, not the PNB, but the lender says it's okay. Now, I really do appreciate all four of our directors sticking together and encouraging the rest of the PNB to stick together and not approve any agreement to sell it without, you know, us getting a substantial amount of the money. Because the lender could do that. And I think they should do that, that we need enough money to move to another location. And I think the property has grown in value substantially since the appraisal that was done 4 years ago. And so, you know, we can't just continue operating the way we are right now without studios or any home. It's going to be the demise of KPFT if that happens. We've got to get back into some studios and other facilities. So I appreciate what they're doing. Just encourage you, do not let the PNB, if you can avoid it, approve any sale unless there's an agreement from the lender so that we can get some substantial money. Otherwise, there's no advantage. There's no reason to sell. Just hold on to the property a year or two from now. maybe the property would be worth even more. Probably will be the way the housing, I mean, the residential prices are going up. So thank you.
I'm here, Adriana.
Go ahead.
This is the propaganda time because we were listening to the PNB members giving up their report. And I listened to Bill bringing water to his propaganda that is a big lie since ever. Then please, what time is this? You know, I mean, this is even ridiculous. I can answer to, and I can point the amount of misinformation that he just gave us. You know, but and some of them.
Madam Chair,
I'm sorry.
Personal privilege.
I'm sorry, but it's not your time. You're not talking.
Well, you're lying.
Shut up and talk. You do the same. Learn to respect. I know that it's difficult for you. Okay? But try.
Well, Madam Chair, I think I did imagine a question in Bill's statement there. May I answer the imaginative question?
Go ahead, please. And this okay. is, Dwayne is gonna wrap up the director's report. Go ahead.
So my imaginative question in his, response was, should we sell the KPFT building? And should we not sell the KPFT building because of contractual obligations written into a loan document? And the answer is definitively, it doesn't matter. We know those of us who, in fact, he voted for to support the loan. So he must
support. No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Now, in order to support the concept of getting KPFT some new digs, the property needs to be sold. That's no question about it, because why should we sit on something? And I'm the very one saying, let's not take, you know, the existing deal. I mean, I'm public about that. But I do believe that we need to get money in order to build out so programmers can have a place to come to once COVID is over with and all of that. So I appreciate the concern that the gentleman may have about the breakout, but I will say this publicly. I haven't seen anything to date that, and I didn't vote for it. I abstained. But I felt like there was no alternative. So why tear up something or just try to stop something when I don't have an alternative to move forward? And it's proven to be a pretty good decision moving forward in terms of sustaining the organization. And we've gotten a little better with our finances as a result of that stability that was created with this loan. But I'm saying in closing that I've not seen this entity, since they don't want us to use their name nor their acronym, but I've not seen anything this entity has done so far that doesn't show that they have good faith, that they do want to see KPFT and Pacifica move forward. So I have no reason to believe that, as others, one of the speakers talking about propaganda. So let me defrock some of the propaganda. I don't believe that there's any intent of taking all of the money. I've seen nothing. No actions. In fact, I've seen just the opposite, that this entity has worked well with the foundation and its representatives. So moving forward, I support selling the building. I just don't support selling it, acting like you're a depressed seller. You need to get good money for the building, and then we can build out something new and all of us be proud of having something that we can call home.
Okay. Moving along. Can we move along? Because we can talk about that building forever and a day. And the one thing that I do know is that Pacifica Incorporated is running the show, not KPFT. That is a fact. So moving along to committee reports. The first committee report, outreach. Tom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the time. All right, we're going to do a breakdown on the committee report. There were seven people in attendance. We had our meeting on 19th of August. The agenda was approved, minutes were approved, and previous minutes were approved. Outreach report, it was a discussion of date, time, for a town hall meeting, and we're giving a date to the LSB for approval. It was decided October 9th at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Unfinished business, sign blogging was discussed by Nancy Noritomi, and the committee decided to have Nancy head the project.
What is that again?
Sign blogging.
Oh, sign blogging.
Yeah, so she's going to go on the freeway and she's going to have a lighted sign with LED lights, and committee decided to let her head up that project. Myself, Bill Crozier, and Mike Lewis discussed billboards to promote KPFT, and a digital billboard was suggested. And if we can get a sponsor, we can promote KPFT better than before. A town hall meeting was suggested by Maria Skelton that we have a celebrity show up on the town hall meeting, Zoom, and I, as acting chair, agreed. Bumper stickers were discussed by Nancy, and we do have new bumper stickers for KPFT. Next meeting will be held on September the 23rd at 6:15 p.m. Meeting was adjourned at 7:28 p.m. Also like to encourage everybody on this board to please, please attend this outreach committee meetings. That way we can get a lot of stuff accomplished. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. So there's a motion on the floor to accept October 9th at 7 p.m. via Zoom as the date for our fall town hall meeting. Is there any discussion?
What about this town hall meeting?
Can the chair restate the question?
When is this town hall meeting?
October the 9th. Wait a minute. 7 p.m.
October the 9th.
Yes.
Is that what day that's on?
No. Hold on.
Because right now my time is totally different from y'all's.
October the 9th is on a Saturday.
On a Saturday?
Yes. Yes.
So who's on y'all Zoom?
We don't know that yet, but if you can't make it, somebody gonna do it, Paula.
Are you talking about 7 o'clock in the morning?
No, 7 o'clock p.m.
Think about it. You got enough time? Don't think about it, child. You got enough time.
Y'all must have forgot. My husband runs the campaign.
Madam Chair, this is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy.
Yeah, in the past, we've always done it in the afternoon, like on a Saturday or Sunday. I mean, but our vice chair was not consulted, and we sort of, like, got in her car and drive.
We can adjust the time. It's October the 9th, because I've been hearing about this town hall. I am impressed that they came back with a date. I really and truly am. So can we please put this date to bed so we can start advertising this town hall meeting?
Did we discuss this motion?
Lisa for the stack.
We're still discussing the motion. Where are you at, Ted?
I'm asking for a restatement of the motion.
The motion is to have the town hall meeting Saturday, October the 9th, via Zoom. That is the motion. We're voting on the date.
I would like to speak to this.
Okay.
In his general manager report. And so I'm really asking a question, if I can, to Dr. Franklin. Do you think this date is sufficient to do adequate promotion for the event? And can you give us a rough idea of how many PSAs or the equivalent of a PSA you plan to air during the hours of 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. each day? May I ask that, Madam Chair, of the General Manager?
Yes, you can ask that of the General Manager. He's sitting right here.
Reason for the stack.
Dr. Franklin, go ahead.
Sure. We can run significant numbers of PSAs or promos. Just as a ballpark, I could say we could do five just off the top of my head, and then we could increase that between now and the actual date. So we could start off with five and increase it on a weekly basis up until the actual date of the event. We would just need to get some specifics so that we can craft a spot, give us some language, and then we can voice track it and then get it scheduled.
May I follow up with one?
Yes, Ted.
I asked, do you think the date of October the 9th is sufficient between now and then to adequately promote the event?
Well, adequately is quite subjective. I can say that that gives us about a month, and that's about 4 weeks. Adequate to me might be, yes, that's enough. Perhaps if it was November the 8th, I would say it's even more adequate. So we will take whatever date you guys agree upon, and we will run the spots consistently as best we can to get maximum exposure.
Teresa, I'm sorry. I spasmed there for a second.
You have Bill hanging up as well.
I do know that this is during a pledge drive, but I think as long as it's earlier in the day, everything will be fine because we can walk and chew gum at the same time. Thank you.
Bill.
Well, you know, I guess this is an amendment, but that we not specify the exact date, but say that our vice chair and our new GM work on decide a date around October 9th so that it works for them. Would that work okay?
My problem with that, if I may speak,
point of order.
Excuse me?
The does not have a second. It does not need to be debated. If it doesn't have a second.
We know that.
Well, you're starting to debate it.
No, I'm not.
I second the motion. There you go, Ted.
I told you I don't like that rudeness with you. I do not like it. I don't like it. Bugs me. I'm done with that. All those in favor of October the 9th, I know you had an amendment in there, Bill, but you as well as everybody around here knows we've been talking about this for the past 3 months. And Dr. Franklin, let me give you some backstory. This has been a topic of discussion for the past 3 months. Everybody has been coming to LSB meetings saying we need to have a town hall meeting. We need to have a town hall meeting. The outreach committee got together. They started meeting. They came up with a date. Now everybody can pop the date up. And as soon as we leave out of here tonight, somebody's going to say, well, we don't have a date yet. You and I both know that the key to people coming to this event is promotion. We need a date.
Madam Chair, may I hear the motion again?
The motion was simply that to have the town hall meeting October the 9th.
Okay.
Thank you. Is a Saturday. We'll deal with the time in the next couple of days.
Perfect. Thank you.
Request for information?
Yes.
And this town hall meeting is virtual? Yes?
Yes, it's virtual.
Okay.
Yes, we have the capacity to have 100 folks on the town hall meeting. Whether we use Paula Zoom or whether we use KPFC Zoom. Ted put something in the chat. KPFT does have its own Zoom account. Markeisha told me that last month when Paula took ill. Any other questions?
Wendy?
Wendy,
I just got through these mountains. Does it matter if there's a pledge drive going on at the same time?
Pledge drive and a town hall go hand in hand.
Yeah.
That's just me.
Okay. Okay, did you vote yet?
Oh, I already voted.
Is this a motion?
I'm trying to get to the vote, Wendy. Just hold on. Stay with me.
Okay, all right.
Stay with me, because I know you driving.
I am. I'm driving for days.
All right.
Call the question.
Thank you, somebody, for saying
that. That was Sandy.
Thank you, Sandy. All those in favor? Bill, roll call.
Or just say, are there any objections?
Child.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
ask for objections.
That doesn't seem to be any.
Well, I have no idea. Bill, to be sure.
Okay.
You see, I remember all of these votes and every time we vote and every time we start to vote. And when I read the room and the room is by consensus, somebody's going to come out and say, we need to do a roll call. So to avoid that, let us just do the roll call from the beginning.
Okay. We're voting on the main motion, not the amendment, correct?
Right.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
I'm sorry, Bill. I want to clarify. This is a vote to have it on the 9th with no time, correct?
Yes.
Okay. I say yes.
Okay. Teresa votes yes. Adriana Castaneve?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill abstains. Bill Crozier abstains. Lennon Foley?
Abstain.
Lennon abstains. Bob Gartner?
Bob Gartner.
Can't hear you, Bob. Patrick White?
Abstain.
Patrick abstains. Wally James?
Abstain.
Wally abstains. And by the way, I'm hearing an echo, so if when you're not voting, could you mute your phones, please? Dwayne Lark? Can't hear you, Dwayne.
Dwayne Lark votes yes.
Okay, Dwayne votes yes. Thank you. Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marianne Martinez?
Abstain.
Marianne abstains. Paula Miller?
Abstain.
Paula abstains. Susie Moreno?
Yes.
Susie votes yes. Thank you. Venetia Patel Adams?
Yes.
Venetia votes yes. Sandra Warline?
I'm sorry, there's a train going by, but if you can hear me, I'm abstaining.
Okay, Sandra abstains. Thank you. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabar-Nartomi?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Schrell.
Wendy.
I'll come back to her. Deb Shafto.
I'm voting really loud here in my car.
Oh, I can't hear you. So what's your vote?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Wendy votes yes. Thank you. Deb Shafto. Can't hear you, Deb. Richard Giselle.
Yes.
Richard votes yes. Rita Washington. Can't hear you, Rita. Sandy Weinman?
Yes.
Sandy votes yes. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. I'll come back to you, Venetia. Egberto Willis? Can't hear you, Egberto. Let me go back. Bob Gartner, didn't hear from you.
Sorry about that. Egberto votes yes.
Okay, thank you, Egberto. That's a yes. Okay, Bob Gartner, didn't hear you. Deb Shafto, didn't hear you. Rita Washington, didn't hear you.
Rita votes yes.
Okay, Rita votes yes. Thank you.
My vote yes.
Oh, and Bob votes yes. Thank you. And let's see, let me count. There's 15 yes, 0 no's. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
Yes.
Okay, that'd be 16 yes. So it's approved.
Thank you. Thank you.